Well, welcome to the Coach Paul Thomas Show. This is Jay Nauer along with Coach Paul Thomas. We're going to talk a little bit about the game that happened last week regarding the game versus Lincoln Prep. And, of course, a little preview about what we're looking for in the upcoming game Friday night against the Wellington Napoleon. Coach, I got to tell you, I couldn't help to get a little bit emotional regarding the game last Friday, but it's got to be, I know you got to feel good about that victory. I know you've been through a lot of great victories in your career, but I'm sure this one was very special to you, and obviously a great effort by your kids as well, Coach.
Yeah, I tell you, it was one of the most emotional victories I've ever been around.
Yeah, there's no question about it, and I know we're feeling pretty good about things right now, but Coach, opening things up against that game, things didn't go exactly well for the West Platte Blue Jays early, and I know I was like, wow, if they can recover from this, this would be great, and that's exactly what happened. They were down 14-0, and put out a really good effort to come back from that, and actually from that point the defense held Lincoln Prep just 12 points after that, but that's a great turnaround, and I think it speaks well for the kids' mental toughness as well.
Yeah, I was really impressed with that, I think part of the first quarter, it's an emotional train on the kids, I feel like they showed their mental toughness and really fought to get back in the game. And, at halftime, we're up. And, I really thought our defense played pretty well from now on out. We didn't help the defense. And our defense, fumbled the ball twice there early. We didn't help. We talked about adversity and, things are going to happen back in the game. How you react to them. It's not always how you do it.
Well, I'm sure you can count on several turning points in this game, Coach, and I think one turning point in the game, and I guess it shows that you never give up on anything, but I know there was a punt or a kickoff return there that Gavin Davis really got on his horse to tackle the individual as he's going downfield. Looked like he was going to score. And from that point, the West Platte Blue Jays defense stuck them right there to where they didn't go any further. And then no points result out of that play where it looked like a for sure six situation. The Blue Jays went on from there. That seemed to be a really big turning point in that contest.
Yeah, I tell you what, Gavin just showed great heart and great desire to not let that guy score. And, that's what it's all about, having that desire to not let him in the end zone. Once he did that, I think our kids kind of rallied around that. They broke the storm. That's what happened.
I don't know if you're aware of this on the air, we named the Gavin Davis our player of the game as well, but something else too, I'm sure you got to be happy with the play of the defense, especially after the way the game started, pretty much shut them down. I mean, like I said, the first 14 points were scored very early in this contest, probably less than 3 minutes ticked off the clock, but the defense really shorted up and only stopped in 12 points, and I'm sure you got to be happy with the play of your defense as well.
Yeah, most definitely, Coach Basil does a great job with those guys, and Coach Lawson is the secondary back there, and Coach Geiger is the D-line. Our kids just played like that. I didn't realize until after that, we started watching huddle. We had 175 clips on that huddle, so, that's a lot of plays in a game, 175 plays. I've been around, I haven't seen that many plays on the huddle, so. And have 175 clips on there, have our kids play that many plays.
You're right. That's an awful lot of plays. I remember back when I played. I don't know if I could have played that many. But anyway, yeah, you're exactly right. That's a lot of plays, and very. And I'm sure just to kind of tag along with that would be the conditioning of these kids. We talked to Coach Geiger after the game, and we talked about that very thing. I know there's the typical early season cramps. I know that you just got to get over that the first couple three games, but I think the kids seem to be in very good physical shape to play this game on a fairly warm day. I think it was 90 degrees at game time, and we had that humidity from that rainstorm just before the game, which really makes it worse. But boy, I mean, the kids seem to be in great condition as well, Coach.
Well, during the summer, you know, we implemented some. We do 110s each week, 110-yard sprints, and you know, at the beginning of summer, we started out with 10, and by the end of summer, I think we're at about 22 110s on a good day during the summer, on a good week, one day a week. We always ran with 10s. You know, those kids did that during the summer, and then all, you know, had our conditioning. You know, during 2 days here, you know, I pushed them all to work, you know, on their conditioning. And you know, they kind of realized that quickly. You know, that conditioning kind of paid dividends. So I think they realized it. You know, even though they don't like the water, you know, I think they realized it.
Well, the other thing, too, of note that I've got to talk about, the running attack, I was very impressed with it as well. I know your kids worked hard on that over the summer as well, and I know they put up some yards. We didn't keep stats like we probably should, but we noticed some yards piling up. Of course, that's a full team effort when you're able to do that. Running backs, quarterback, and of course, we won't forget the offensive linemen, but and of course the receivers as well. They get involved in the downfield blocking as well. But the running game, I know, is going to continue on like it has in the past. But I'm sure you got to be pleased with what you saw there as well.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I talked to those linemen quite a bit. I played line in high school and college, and you know, I just told them, you know, if I'm going to win the football games, you need to look at the offensive lines, and you know, that's where you win at least those football games. You know, skill guys get all the glory kind of, and that's just the way it is. But if we're going to win games, win a piece of game, it's going to be because of those guys. You know, I thought those guys did a great job in both sides of the football. And, you know, protecting our linebackers and letting our linebackers land and make tackles. I just thought they did a great job. Gabby, Roddy, and those guys, I'm supposed to tell you, it's not bad. Those guys did a great job.
And unless you got something else to add, Coach, that rounds out a very nice 36-26 home opener there for the West Platte Blue Jays from the new Rudolph Eskridge Stadium, Joe Collison Field. And Coach, I know personally, just to kind of wrap this section out, I know personally it had been very satisfactory for you to take this victory, certainly based on what's happened there at West Platte here the last several months.
Well, you know, I'm just happy for Tabitha and Bannerman, you know, that our kids came out and performed on what he's done. I know they was up there smiling. I know it was, you know, he enjoyed that picture just like we did. You know, I just pray for the family of me. You know, I'm just happy for it. I want him.
All right. Well, once again, West Platte Blue Jays win against Lincoln Prep, 36-26 to open the season. We'll talk about the next opponent, which is Wellington Napoleon. We'll be traveling out to Wellington Friday night to bring coverage for that as well. We'll be right back right after this.